To begin. We are resuming the October 26, 2022 meeting of the Development Review Board. We are on agenda item 3, which is PR 2022-7588, applications for a site plan amendment SI 2022-1658. This is for the New Mexico Cancer Center LLC at 4901 Wayne Avenue Northeast. And Alan Whitaker is the agent. Good morning, Mr. Whitaker. Can you go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address, please?
My name is Alan Whitaker. I'm an architect with Stantec, address 722 12th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Why don't you go ahead and give us an update? I guess it was just last week that we were reviewing this.
Yeah, thank you. This is Alan Whitaker. Since last week and a subsequent conversation with Madam Chair, we have prepared a more detailed description validating the occupant count that we're claiming for the addition. And along with that count, we have revised the required parking space that we are proposing, and then have provided a description of how we will serve or accommodate that off-site parking requirement.
Okay, you've updated your parking table there. Excellent. Okay. And as Mr. Whitaker is talking, it reminds me to disclose that we did have a communication meeting between the Mr. Whitaker and the Mexico Cancer Center and Jeff Palmer, Mr. Miho J. Rundbeck, myself, to discuss the parking reduction study that they had submitted. And that information is now being disclosed in this presentation as well as in the documents that given approval for that parking study. Okay. Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 3 at 4901 Lane Avenue? If you would raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to, I think a lot of you have already passed off on this and you can just do it quickly again. Water Authority?
Water Authority has no comments or objections. Thank
you. Enforcement?
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Regarding the parking study reduction plan approved by Planning Director as for our other communications, I was just asking that we please attach a record and reference in the site plan for ease of review in permitting when it does get to the permitting process, that they'll know where to look and the justification for that to avoid any delays. And other than that, Code Enforcement has no further comments at this time and no objections.
Okay, thank you. I just want to go ahead, since we're talking about parking, this is Chair Wolfley. I just kind of want to clarify for the record what has happened. So the applicant submitted a parking reduction study. It was reviewed by staff, a recommendation given to the planning director, who approved a parking reduction request to result in a required site parking of 332 spaces. 320 spaces are required from the 2006 site plan. 12 spaces are required from the new Proton Center addition, which was shown by a floor plan analysis to only have a maximum of 12 occupants at any given time. There are 294 spaces that will remain on site with the expansion. The additional 38 spaces will be provided through a shared parking agreement with Titan Development for the Courtyard Marriott at 5151 General Center Boulevard. I think the agreement will be for 50 spaces, 38 would be the requirement. This parking agreement was also approved, even though the Courtyard Marriott is more than 330 feet distance from the New Mexico Cancer Center. And that was approved based on relationships the New Mexico Cancer Center has with that particular hotel. The shared parking agreement must be signed by all parties and recorded with the Bernalillo County Clerk prior to final sign-off of the site plan. That agreement is for 5 years, so the New Mexico Cancer Center must return after 5 years of this, of any site plan amendment approval, to review the overall parking situation and what shared parking agreements would be extended or added in order to make sure that you're adequately parked. Okay, so that's all well understood. Mr. McClearney, I'm trying. And I guess I should probably swear you in. Go ahead and give your name and address and I'll swear you in.
Yes, I'm Bob McClearney. I live at 5009 Santa Mateo Northwest. I am a consultant with the New Mexico Cancer Center. And
do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Do you swear to tell the truth? Yes, I do, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. And all of these items in the director's email showing an approval of your parking study with reduced requirements, that's all acceptable to the New Mexico Cancer Center?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I just kind of wanted to go ahead and talk about that now while we were on it and make sure it was all in the record about what had proceeded. Okay, let's now go to Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have the comment that we had in the past was satisfied, and we have no further comments or objections.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Dequan Chen from Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp data of 6/17/2022. Hydrology has no objection to the site plan amendment.
Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. We have an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan. I mean, conceptual TCL, sorry. We have no objection to the amendment. Just a reminder that a building permit, a full TCL will be required.
Okay, any questions on that? Okay. Planning comments, I'll go ahead and do these today. I think most everything has been addressed. I'm just going to scan this. Do you have the project and application numbers on your site plan now?
We do.
I saw them. Okay.
Okay, Roadmap.
Okay, I think we've covered everything, but do you see anything, Jay?
Zero, Mike. So we note that the shared parking agreement must be signed and recorded with the county clerk.
I'm not hearing you clearly, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We note that the shared parking agreement must be signed and recorded with the county clerk prior to final sign-off of the site plan. And we talked about a possible finding regarding the five-year renewal for the lease agreement term.
Okay. Thanks for reminding me of that, and I'll express those in.
We know that. All right. That's
allegations. I'm just going to call you Bob. Bob, did you have a comment?
No, I just wanted to make sure we concur. We know that that's a requirement. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Sorry, Madam Chair. Just I'll note that at least this first sheet of the revised site plan it's sealed, but it's not signed by the design professional, by the architect, and all plan sheets will need to be just sealed and signed.
Okay.
Will do. This is Alan Whitaker, and we'll also add that additional requested language that references the approval.
Thank you.
Right, and that's sort of an ideal requirement, and it also just helps, just like we were able to go back to this site plan and see what the required approval or the required parking approval was. This will help you as you go through for building permit and also just for in the future documenting what was approved.
So. Understood.
All right. Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for site plan amendment. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez to the Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Yiquan Chen Hydrology. I approve.
Ernest Stormy Hill Transportation. I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with a finding that the New Mexico Cancer Center must return within 5 years from today to review the overall parking situation and the shared parking agreements, in particular to determine if an extension is needed or any new shared parking agreements are put in place to provide needed parking. And I will also have a delegation that the plan sheets be sealed and signed by the relevant design professional. The next delegation is that the shared parking agreement is signed and recorded with the Bernalillo County Clerk before final sign off. And I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, you got it all.
Okay. And I'm going to do that for 12 weeks. And what that means, applicant team, is that's just sort of just a date to have us check in to make sure those items got completed and that the approval doesn't just languish into some orbit. But it's not a, you can definitely do that sooner, but that's just kind of a check-in point. Okay, there is a consensus vote to approve item 3, project PR 2022-7588, site plan application SI 2022-1658. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.